Okay. So, morning, everyone. My name is David Morrissey, and I just today, as John said, we've been the last number of weeks looking at the names of God, and this week I'm looking at Jehovah Rohi, which is the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23. So maybe I'll just start by reading that piece. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So it's a pretty amazing passage, and one that I think everybody knows inside out in terms of you hear it over and over again. I think one of the things that struck me from it is that you can read those passages but not actually hear the words and how powerful they are. You know, this series of talks is talking about the character of God. And one of the things John said at the start was, you know, how the Lord has a plan for us, a plan to prosper and not to harm us, and a plan to give us a hope and a future. And you know, this is the real God, but it's something we forget about as we, you know, we go through the motions, in a sense, and you forget that the Lord is our shepherd. You know, John also spoke about seeking and finding, and one of the areas that today I'm looking at is how we tend to get lost, just like the sheep. And that the shepherd, Jesus, is the one who is searching for us in order to find us. So the character of God in the passage is one of a shepherd who guides, he guards and protects the sheep, and he feeds and nourishes the sheep. And as I say, we're the sheep. Jesus the shepherd, and we're the ones really, I suppose, who are lost and need to be found by the shepherd. So I was just kind of split it into three parts today, to look first at the sheep, which is you and me, and then the second part to look at the shepherd, or the good shepherd, who's Jesus. And the third part I want to look at is how we all have a sort of responsibility as well to shepherd. But in order to do this, we have to make sure we're not lost, I suppose. And, you know, when you think about sheep, excuse me, the main problem with a sheep is that they stray, and you know, they need a shepherd to guide and nourish them. And you know, if I think about myself, or I tend to stray in life, wander away from this picture of a God who, you know, has a plan to prosper me and not to harm me, a plan for hope and a future. That you one can stray away from that, and you know, we also have short memories. So like a sheep who will just stray away from the flock and suddenly is behind a rock, wondering where all the other sheep are. this can happen to us. And worse again, you can stray, sheep can stray further into a corner and get lost and fall down a hole or fall into a ditch. And then even at that stage, maybe the sheep doesn't remember where the pen was, or even the idea that he had a shepherd. He's in his own world. He's wallowing in this state of being lost. And that really struck me that, like ourselves, we tend to stray away and forget that God, this God who has a plan for us, is all the time acting like a shepherd and looking for us. But if we're down the hole, maybe we need to step out in order to be found again. And you know, one other thing is that sometimes I think we want to stay lost. So when we get lost, like the sheep, our memories, we forget what the good things were of the pen and the shepherd. And we think, oh, well, I need to deal with this issue myself. And you almost feel that it's not one for God, that this is something I need to sort out myself. And again, that's one of the hardest things, is to trust God in issues that are beyond our own ability to fix. It's easy to trust God when we're good at something in a particular area, if we're an expert in something or you have a particular talent. It's easy to trust God and know that you'll succeed in that sort of thing. But it's when we're under pressure, and it's something that we really struggle with, whether it's sort of an addiction or it's, you know, whatever we find ourselves is really difficult, whatever has made us forget that this is not something for God. So I suppose what I want to do today is, if any of us are doing that and trying to take on things in our own strength, to just to pray about it today, and like the lost sheep, to to come out of from behind this the rock, that you're out of the gaze of the shepherd, or to climb out of the ditch and really, really just to return. So today, as a lost sheep, I want us all to return to the shepherd. One of the things as well is, I think we don't remember that we can all be lost time and time again. It's not you're a lost sheep and then you're found and that's it. Our nature is that we stray again. We forget the good things of God or the plan he has, and we get stuck. We get stuck in the briars thinking, this is just life, you know. You know, you see it in the story of the prodigal son. He went away, squandered the inheritance of his father, and was living a pretty tough life, wallowing in the hole, in the ditch, eating with the pigs, which was very kind of low thing for the Jewish. And he said, well, maybe I'll go back and return to the father, the shepherd, and he'll give me a job, some sort of menial job. At least it'll be better than here eating with the pigs. But when he returned, he wasn't treated like a servant. He was treated, you know, as the lost sheep returning. And you know, God has great joy from us returning. As John was saying, we need to sort of seek, but he's also seeking us. He's waiting patiently for us to return. And it's also when we're in that corner, in that area where we've wandered into, strayed, that we're a bit more vulnerable. Just like the sheep, unless we're with the rest, the flock, we're stuck behind, we're out of God's gaze, and that's when we're even more vulnerable to predators or to the enemy. So yeah, today we just want to pray for the areas we find it difficult to trust God. So I suppose that leads me on to the second part of the talk, which is how if we're in that place of being lost, and we all have been, we all will be again, that the shepherd is looking for us. He's not incredibly far away. You just need to step out from behind the stone or to climb out of the ditch, and there is the shepherd. So just to give you an idea of what Jesus says about being a shepherd, and I'm going to turn to John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And then John 10:27-28 is, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hands. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of the Father's hands. So that's the thing to remember, is we are always the sheep. Whether we get lost or we stray, he's always there looking for us. And he has that plan to prosper us. He can relate to us, Jesus, because he is the Lamb of God. He was one of us, so he knows our nature to stray. And he knows what it is to be a sheep, as he was human. He knows also where we are, whether we're behind the rock or in the ditch, and he's coming after us, and we just need to help ourselves to be found. So now I'm going to look at Luke 15, which also talks about the shepherd. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. And then it moves on to the parable of the lost coin. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. So, you know, I think, you know, it's pretty powerful to think that Jesus is just so excited when he finds us behind the rock or behind the stone. He's never stopped looking for us. And then if you look at the parable of the prodigal son, which we touched on earlier, the difference between us and the sheep and the coin is that the prodigal son has free will. So God doesn't force us. He waits patiently and rejoices. So the father in the story of the prodigal son is waiting for his son to come home. He's not he's not doing with the sheep, yanking him by the neck or to come back to him. He waits. He gives us the choice, but there is still more rejoicing in heaven over that returned sinner. And in the case of the prodigal son, we see he kills the fatted calf, and you know, there's a huge celebration when the son is home. And I think, yeah, we just need to be careful that we're not afraid to return to God because we think we're ashamed of what we've done, or we're ashamed. I suppose there's a little warning in the end of the prodigal son story, because once the son returns and God forgives him, the father forgives him, there's a warning against bitterness, because the other brother, he becomes a lost sheep because he's jealous that his other brother has returned. And I think that's a good lesson, that you know, sometimes we can become lost and we don't know it. The other brother has done nothing wrong, but God's ways are not our ways. And what I mean is, God is waiting to forgive us, and it's not necessarily a fair by our standards, but he just rejoices over the one who is lost who returns. And the third part of the talk that I wanted to look at was how, like God, we have a sort of responsibility to shepherd others and to cause rejoicing in heaven. And here I suppose I'm talking about how we need to have concern as a church for the lost sheep. Like a church is not really about individuals looking to get fed. And sheep, which are the constituents of the church, are us. You know, we need to stay with the flock. We can't do things on our own. And even though we're sheep, we should be striving to be more like Jesus, to be like shepherds. And, you know, there's degrees of lostness. So there's the sheep who's behind the rock, who's just walked in behind the rock, out of God's gaze. He can easily step out, and then he's in God's light again. And then there's the sheep who's fallen into the ditch. I'll give you the image of the dark ditch, and he can't see out. He's kind of bad memory. Can't really remember where the good pen was, where the shepherd was. And then there are these sort of nomad sheep, you know, don't even know there is such a thing as a sheep pen, a flock, or even a shepherd. A shepherd sounds like a sort of fantasy, a fantasy idea. And I suppose what I'm saying here is there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of people out there that don't know that there is a shepherd, but that Jesus knows them. Again, they're one of his sheep, and he's looking for them. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, is in John 10. And again, you know, our responsibility is to try and shepherd and reach out to that lost sheep so they'll be rejoicing in heaven. That responsibility on the church and on us to shepherd is sort of spelled out in Ezekiel 34. Let me just pull this up. So he talks about how we need to be shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourself with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally, so they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered all over the mountains and on every hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. So I think the point is here that we do have a responsibility to shepherd others. And, you know, that we're not coming here just to be fed as sheep ourselves. And if you look at, you know, look at the chapters in Luke where we looked at the lost sheep and the coin, there's more rejoicing in heaven when one of the lost sheep is found. And similarly for the church, it brings and should lead to joy in the church as, you know, your church is growing and the lost are being found and so on. So we need to go after those who are lost and don't even know that there is a shepherd. And we need to rejoice. The church and the angels will rejoice when that happens. So, you know, I suppose it's something, you know, at present, you know, we're all sort of maybe acting like sheep, and I'm really talking to myself here, so this is self-criticism. But am I going to keep wandering like a sheep, sort of hoping that I find I'm fed? Or am I going to start trying to be a shepherd? And I think, you know, that's for all of us. And for this church, are we going to try and shepherd and bring the sheep back? And I suppose today, you know, we want to start on that road towards being shepherds. But to do that, maybe we need to get found again. We need to step out from that, behind that stone, and, you know, break free from the thorns or the bushes. We need to leave the wool behind that's been torn, you know, that's damaged. We need to be washed clean. We need to climb out of the ditch where we're lost. We forgot about the shepherd. And we need to remember that the shepherd is shining the light. He's waiting patiently, and he's ready to grab us once we just reach out. And we have the choice. That's what makes us more than a sheep. We have the free will. He's given us the free choice, so he's not going to force us. So I suppose I just want to finish there and maybe get John and the prayer team up and invite, you know, anyone who wants to be prayed for, who feels like they're lost or they're a little bit behind a stone, or even, you know, you're having this calling to shepherd others. So really to pray about any of those things, to come forward now just at the end, and we'll all pray about it.
So shall we stand and let's have a worship song, just to let those words sink in, and then we're going to have an opportunity, as David has said, just to be able to pray with anybody, anyone who maybe lost their way a little bit, or they feel that they need some guidance, or they feel that their life isn't going anywhere, or whatever it is. We just want to encourage that. We want to stand with you, encourage each other. And I think the thing that Dave was saying is that we are all, we all have different roles to play at different times, don't we? Sometimes we're in a shepherd shepherding role where we're leading. Sometimes we're being led, and we need to be encouraged in that too. So let's just let those words sink in, Lord. We just want to acknowledge that you are the good shepherd. You lead us beside still waters, and you restore our soul. And Lord, we want to be people who are restored so that we can be restorers. We want to be made whole so that we can reach out to the broken and the lonely and those who need your touch, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those wonderful images in Isaiah, Lord, of a people for the display of your splendor, Lord, a people who will truly take on the ministry of Jesus to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to preach good news to the prisoner. Because there's many, many people out there who just need to know the good news of you, Lord. And when I was on holiday a few weeks ago, I was sitting with Catherine in we were sitting having a drink somewhere, and we were sort of sitting there, a bit of a quiet moment, and I overheard a conversation with these two lads, and one said that when I wake up in the morning, he goes, I just feel so empty. And there's many people who woke up this morning in Dublin who feel so empty. There's many people in our place of work who woke up this morning and feel empty. And they're longing to know that there's a way out of it. They're longing to know that there's a good shepherd. They're longing to know that the Lord has a plan to prosper and to give them a future and a hope. And so, Lord, we want to pray that we would take on the mantle that you've put upon us as a church to become shepherds seeking the lost and bringing them in towards the good shepherd. And so, Lord, as we're worshiping, let's just ask the Lord to speak to us and to let us know what the Good Shepherd's saying, so that we can be his arms and his hands and feet, Lord, in this world. So let's sing our last song together.